Yo, this is Cam coming to the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe with more positive vibes as usual. Hopefully everybody's having a blessed day. First, I want to say I might be using my phone from now on because my mic is still having bad issues and stuff like that, and it takes much longer to upload and stuff like that. With saying that, I might not be using a mic and the audio might be off, but I feel like the audio on here is a little bit better than the mic because sometimes the mic isn't the greatest, but that being said, let's get into today's spoken word. I'm going to be doing two today for as of now because I missed one last week. But I hope everybody's having a blessed day. I'm not really going to get into what it's about. I'm just going to hope that you guys take a message out of it. I will mention this, that it is about discipline. I'm not going to mention too much about it. I'm just going to say that, and then I'm going to get into it. But I hope everybody has a blessed day. They continue being the greatest version of themselves, and they continue helping and loving and supporting everybody in their community to one day generations. And whatever you love doing, keep on striving to do that and being the best as always and forever. Love y'all. Peace. And I'll get to the spoken word, and I'll see y'all for the outro. Peace. Love y'all. God bless. Discipline is one of the most important factors that any person can acquire. For some people, it can be a desire. If lazy and can't keep up, you may be out of luck, and that discipline you had may form to being tired, and that skill you may have retired. You still may be learning how to be disciplined, while others are yearning to be disciplined. Learning and wishing are very different. I know that in my mind, one of those is very sufficient. You know it too, that without a clue, that if you pray with hard work, you will be disciplined. Jesus will do his part, but are you willing to believe and be a participant? Hills are made to climb over, not stare at, and distractions are made to push through, not glare at. Find discipline in one thing to make sure it sits still and is fulfilled in every way possible. If disciplines yourself to have discipline overall, your ability to get rough drafts of what you love doing should come easy because you're like a raft with you, just as discipline should. It can take you places, packing faces, but bringing discipline can also create spaces to work and better at so much more, to work a lot harder. Then to explain to worry and cry and worry and cry and worry and cry and worry and cry and worry about the spiritual war in your mind from way back door, when discipline has taught you to focus on your dreams within the core and not get closed in and tricked by any lures. I hope within your journey of listening, you found discipline that is fed with faith, hard work, and strength rather than destruction fueled with anger and abuse of harm and or medicine. Yo, nice to see y'all after that spoken word. I hope you guys got something from me. I'm going to keep this outro as short. Hopefully, it can be like 30 seconds to a minute. But I just want to say God bless. Love y'all. Hopefully that you guys get something out of this message, out of this spoken word, out of my stories, out of all the things that I do on this podcast, the Real Life Relatable Story podcast. I'm also going to be having a social media put up for this podcast specifically instead of my main one, so that I can just attract specifically people that want to be a part of the Real Life Relatable Story tribe and just supporting people and just being there. And finding ways for people to be happy instead of just like the normal way that people would usually give and, you know, be in just all that stuff altogether. You know, just giving and being nice and loving and caring within communities, hopefully to be generations that we impact. I'm already getting started on that. Hopefully you guys can give that a follow or whatever, or share it with other people. If this is reached out to somebody, share with somebody else. I'll see you on the next spoken word and or podcast. Love y'all. God bless. Peace. See you in the next one.